There's quite a lot of pressures of policy choices and economic and demographic changes that are actually burdening younger Australians. So a new report from the Grattan Institute called Generation Gap, Ensuring a Fair Go for Younger Australians, has actually revealed that younger generations, they're not quite making the same economic gains as their predecessors. Now, joining us on The Daily this morning to discuss the implications of this report is Craig Griffiths, Senior Associate at the Grattan Institute. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. So, Kate, what has this new Grattan Institute report revealed about the growing gap between older and younger generations?
We looked at indicators of financial well-being for people of different ages over time, and what we found is that older Australians today have substantially greater wealth, income and expenditure than older Australians had 3 decades ago. But over that same period of time, living standards have improved much less for younger Australians, particularly on the wealth front. We can see that, since 2004, wealth has not moved for households under 35. And particularly for poorer young households, we see that poorer young Australians today actually have less than poorer young Australians had a decade ago.
So how big is this gap that we're seeing?
So it's quite substantial. I mean, if we look at where older households were in the early 1990s, of course, older households have more wealth than younger households. But in the early 1990s, it was about 2.5 times the wealth of the average younger household. Now, today, it's up to 4 times the wealth of the average younger household. So it's a big gap that's opened up between old and young. And a huge part of that is the housing boom that's happened. You know, if you owned a house before 2000, you've really benefited from that. And if you're trying to break into the housing market today, you're facing much higher prices, obviously, but it's the deposit burden in particular that's tough. Saving for a deposit today requires a much longer period of time. And you know what? Since the global financial crisis, wage stagnation is making that a lot harder.
I'm not expecting to save up for a deposit for quite a while, not anytime soon. What kind of factors are actually causing this 4 times gap between younger generations and older generations?
So in terms of wealth, a big part of it's housing. It's also superannuation. But of course, young people could close that gap over time if they were earning strongly, so if they were making good income. And part of the problem today is that the job market's just not as strong as it was before the financial crisis. So we've seen wage stagnation, we've seen unemployment and underemployment, which are particularly high for young people, and they're restricting income growth much more for younger households than for older households who have other sources of income. Young households are very reliant on wage income. So if low wage growth is the new normal in Australia, then that's when we have a real challenge for this next generation emerging from young adulthood. And we have seen in the US and the UK that millennials and Gen Z, the youngest generation, have lower incomes than the generation before them.
Well, what kind of policy changes do you think we need to, you know, change to make this situation a bit better and close the gap?
Yeah, so a lot of these economic challenges, there's an element of sort of bad luck and the timing of circumstances that are beyond people's control. But we have made policy choices over the past couple of decades that kind of compound these economic effects. And we've got the demographic shift in the background as well that's really important here, which is the ageing of the population. The ageing of the population increases the tax burden on young people because there's more people over 65 to support in retirement and fewer people of working age to support them. So those sorts of things are bad luck. But the policy choices that we've made compound them by, for example, increasing tax concessions for older Australians regardless of means. So we now, age is now as important a factor in how much tax you pay as income is. And when we look at the data, we can see that, for example, two households earning $100,000 in income in a year, the household over 65 will be paying half as much tax as the household under 65 on the same income.
Gosh.
Scary.
Very scary. Well, if we're still on the same track and we don't actually change anything, are we expecting this gap to get even bigger?
Yes, and that's a big part of the ageing population story. That's going to increase budget pressures. It's going to increase age pension spending, of course. It's going to increase health spending. So we need to look at some ways to make this tax burden a bit more sustainable, and where we suggest starting is with things like those tax breaks for over 65s, regardless of means. We also suggest that there's things governments can do in terms of housing affordability, because a big part of the wealth gap is housing related. So helping young people get into the housing market is would really help. And frankly, the best thing you can do to improve housing affordability is to increase supply, particularly in the sort of inner and middle ring suburbs, which, you know, people might be, people who own there already might be quite resistant to, but it's what will make it possible for their children to accumulate wealth as they did.
Well, hopefully we can see some changes, because, you know, I definitely would like to get into the housing market, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. Kate, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Kate Griffiths, a senior associate at Grand Institute, joining us on The Daily this morning to discuss a bit about the growing gap between older and younger generations of wealth inequality.